you're on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, in order to get into the swing of the sugya, is a little complicated. Let's just learn a little of the Mishnah and then the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Atemed ad shalai hechmitz aine nikach bekesef maisa. Temed, before it becomes fermented, aine nikach bekesef maisa, does not have a din of yayin, it has a din of mayim. And you cannot purchase mayim with mois maisa sheni. Upoisel es hamikveh, and it passes a mikveh that does not have aboim so, so shloish lugim mayim, pasal hamikveh, and if this temed was not hechmitz, so it has a din of mayim, and it passes a mikveh. Mishe hechmitz, if it became fermented already, nikach, because of maiso, so then this temed is, one can take mois maiso sheni, and purchase temed with it, because it has a din yayim. Ve'enoi poisel as a mikveh has a din of mei peiris, and will not pasel a mikveh. Let us just see the second Rashi on the Mishnah, yayin huska le'inyin kiches maiser b'Yerushalayim. With maiser sheni one, there it's mentioned that one can b'yayin v'asheicho, b'nasata kesef b'chila shetabe namshecho. Ma ha'prat mafeirish pri mipri v'gidule karke. Be'erevin. So Mimele, one can purchase yayin with mois maiser sheni. One cannot purchase mayim be mois maiser sheni. Umayim huskeru linyin lifsoil es hamikve bishloi shalugi mayim shubim. Im navlu lesoichon kaidim shumshechu boi aboim so. Biyayin eini poisel es hamikve. In temet, what is the translation of temed? Mayim anitonim bechatzanim. Mayim that is put together with chatzanim, with the pits of grapes. Ursehechmitz v'toises, when it starts bubbling and fermenting, naseyayim. Vahatemed acheloi hechmitz, calls man. It did not start fermenting. Mayim ba'almu v'noyeg by teiris psul mikve v'ni noyeg by teiris kiches maisa lache shehechmetz yinig by kiches maisa v'lo yinig by psul mikve. Now let us go to the Gemara. Moni masnisa. So our Mishnah says that the criteria. When is temed considered yayin? And when is it still considered mayim? So the criteria is, if it's hechmitz, or loy hechmitz. So the Gemara asks, moni mas nisan loy rab Yehuda v'loy rabona. The sanye, hametameid v'nosan mayim b'mida. A person may temed, and he put a certain amount of water, umotzo kidei midosai. And after the chatzanim were soaking in the water, there was no addition of liquid into this mixture. The same amount of water that he put in is still here. There's no haysofet. Potter. So the Tanakama holds, one is only chayiv if it's loy motza kedei midosa. That means if, let us say, Rami by Tlosa, and there came out Arbo. That means after soaking a while, so the extra liquid that came out is the Yayin that was in the Shmorim or in the Chalzanim. So now we have a mixture of Yayin and Mayim, and that's called Yayin Mozuk. But if there is no additional liquid, this is only the mayim that was put in, umotza kedei midosa ipota. The Tanakama holds it only gets a shame yayin if there's added liquid. That means the water drew out from the chatzanim or the shmorim yayin. Now we have a taruvis of yayin and mayim, and this is called yayin mozik. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, and Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev, even though there's no additional liquid, but Al Koponim, the Chatzanim and the Shmorim, what he made Temet with, were Arnoisin Tam B'mayim. And that alone, because of that Tam alone, there's a Tam Yayin now in this water. So because of this, this water gets a Din Yayin. So Memele Monik, so the Gemara is the Kasha, our Mishnah, who is our Mishnah going according to? Irabonon, Afal Gav de Hechmitz. The Rabbonon say the criteria is, if it's Hoisif, there was more liquid. Hechmitz is not the water, the Kidei Midose was Hechmitz, does not make it Yayin. And the Mishnah says Hechmitz becomes Yayin. It's totally in Hechmitz, Aloy Hechmitz. Not totally if it was Moisif. I Rabbi Yehuda, Afal Gav Deloy Hechmitz. Rabbi Yehuda does not mention you need Hechmitz. Rabbi Yehuda holds that as long as it has a Tam Yayin, the Mayim was koilet a Tam Yayin from the Chatzanim, that alone gives it a Shem Yayin. And our Mishnah says a third guideline. Our Mishnah says it has to be Hechmet, so it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Chachamim. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Baravua, B'shehechmet, Machloikes, Umasnisen, Rabbi Yehuda. Now let us see Rashi. Kedei midosoi v'lo yoisa. He found kedei midosoi. Shimotso yoisa. If there was more than kedei midosoi, hakol moidim shechayv la'asa, shrayesh kan yayim. That means if there is more than the water that he had put in, sal kochoch, this extra liquid, this yayim that was taken out from the chatzanim or shmorim. Rav Yehuda Mechayev b'maisa dekulei peiro. Rav Yehuda holds this water that has a tam yayin from the chatzanim, this water has a din peiro. V'chachomim peitrim hoyev loy noisef boy klum. Since there was no additional liquid, hoyev loy noisef boy klum. Ava pishe yesh by tam yayim ein eklum. The chachamim hold that tam yayim is not sufficient to give it a din yayim. And our Mishnah says that the criteria is hechmetz. So Rav Nachman said, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Barbua, b'she hechmetz machloikes. Avo b'she loy hechmetz, Rabbi Yehuda moide de la peirahu. If it wasn't hechmetz, so now Rav Nachman tells us a new mahalach in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that Tam Yayin is sufficient to give the water a Shem Yayin. You need that this Tam Yayin, that through this Tam Yayin it was fermented, and then it has a Shem Yayin. So therefore, Umas Nisen Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'chein Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine b'shehechmetz machloikes. Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine said b'shehechmetz machloikes, and so therefore our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see what Rashi says b'shehechmetz machloikes. Avo b'shalehechmetz Rabbi Yehuda moide de la peiru v'Rabban afu shehechmetz pligi umas nisin Rabbi Yehuda hi. So Rashi hit a shaila. Why did Rav Nachman say that the machloikes is b'shehechmetz, and our Mishnah is adas yochid? Let him say that the machlokes is b'shaloi hechmetz, but b'shehechmetz everyone is moide, and then the Mishnah would be going according to the Rabbonah. So Rashi says, "Vishleihech mitzloy boyer av nachmen loukmi lepluktayu v'teiko masnisen kerabono." The ksavar av nachmen, the kivin dech sheloy motza elo kedei midosay kamayri. If the Mishnah is speaking about leimotza el kedei midosay or the baraisa of a matamit, Eloi Hechmitz le Mechayev alei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda wouldn't be Mechayev. If it was Loi Hechmitz, so Rav Yehuda, Zichar, there's no svar to say that Rav Yehuda would give it a din yay. So Kochoch is speaking about Hechmitz. V'yomah Rav Nachman omar Rabba Barabu, another member of Rav Nachman omar Rabba Barabu. Temet shelokrei bekesef maisa. A person purchased temet bekesef maisa ulebesoyif echmitz. So the meicher got the kesef maisa, and the lekeach got the temet. Bishas the temet was purchased. It was loy echmitz. Lebesoyif echmitz. So like this halacha is. If a person is mois meiser and he purchases something that one is permitted to purchase with mois meiser sheni, so the kedusha of the mois meiser sheni is nischalef and the davar hanikne. That means that if Reuben gave mois meiser to Shimon and Shimon sold him yayin, so the money that Shimon receives becomes chulin, and the yayin that Reuven receives gets a kedushas ma'aser sheni. That is, if the davar hanikne was something that is permissible to acquire with mois ma'aser sheni. If a person gave, if Reuven gave mois ma'aser sheni to Shimon, and Shimon gave him salt and water, so then the kedusha of the mois meiser sheni remains on the money, and it's not nischalol on the davar hanimka. So Shimon has mois meiser sheni, and the Reuven has water without any kedusha. So now Rabbi Barabu said as follows: Temed shelokrei bekesef meiser, and b'shas the temed was purchased. It was not hechmitz. It wasn't this chametz. Ulebesayif later hechmitz kone maisa. So the halacha is that the mois maisa is kone, and the mois biyad lekeach is chulin, and the temed is kedushas maisa shein. My time. Igoli milsa lemafreya de peirahu. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi kone meisa umi shahamois biyodoi yochel ochloi chutzle rishalayim. The moiche who sold the temet, who has now mois, is allowed to eat this mois chutzle shalayim, mneishin is chalulu ala temet. Dilu loy hechmetz habahanach mois kaime b'kdusha sa'i b'yad ha-moichev. There was no chilul. There's nothing on what to become nischalul, so the mois are kodesh, and the temet is chulim. Now, what is if b'shas the mekach, it was loy hechmetz, and later was hechmetz, so we say that b'shas the mekach, there was a chilul already. Igoli milsa, the vishas lekiche, that vishas, the mois maisa was given to the bala temet, peira havet, it was already had a shame yayin. The nichnas bohem koyach hachalzanim, the koyach hachalzanim had already entered the mayim, so the mayim has now a koyach to become yayin, Elishadayin loy nigma, but it takes time for it to ferment. Vechilu ma'al yehu, and this is a proper chilu. Shim loy hoya yayin bechaltsanim, loy hoya machmitz loy lo. I saw the Teferes Yaakov and the Mishnah, this Loshon L'Hoya Yayin B'chaltzanim is not a clear Loshon, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see in Tosfos, Yirtzeh Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda holds that that what Temet has a shame Yayin is not because there the Yayin from the Chaltzanim entered the water. We have Kedei Midosai. There was no addition to the, there was no additional liquid that was added to the water. There's no Yayin in the water. No, the Koyach of the Chaltzanim, there's a Koyach that the Chaltzanim give out into the water that make that the water is able to ferment. It becomes a new entity, the water. This koyach has to, it takes time to labinis chametz, but lemaise, it was already koilet, this koyach. We separated now the mayim from the chatzanim, and if after 5 weeks labinis chametz, so pshat is that it was already koilet, this koyach from the chatzanim. The koyach of a kiyua, it's an acid that it's koilet from the chatzanim, and eventually it becomes nischametz. But as long as it was koilet, this acid, so there's a teiris yayin ba'asher husham, but takes time for it to be nischametz b'poil, but it has a shem yayin. This was a chiddush of Rabbi Barabu, and this Rav Nachman said over. And here's already a shame yayin. If later it will be nischametz, so now it is a shame yayin. So now we have a problem with our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Atemed achele hechmetz, einei nikach bekesef maisa, achele hechmetz. So according to Rabbi Barabu, that's not true. As long as it eventually it will be hechmetz, so already it's already nikach because of maisa sheni, and it shouldn't pass for la mikveh. That is the Gemara's kasha. Elo mas nisin dektoni hechmetz in le hechmetz loy. Dilme I shavke have machmetz. Why is it like nikach because of maisa, and it's place less a mikveh? Dilme I shavke have machmetz. Oma rabbe ksheshia Mimenu Bekais. They're speaking about, our Mishnah is speaking about, that there was a Kais that was left over for enough of a period of time that it should have become Nischametz, and since it didn't become Nischametz, so Mimela, we see that it never became Yayin. It never was Koilet from the Chatzanim Makoyach to become Yai. Let us see Rashi. Elo masnisen diktoni loy hechmetz. The Gemara understood loy hechmetz means ba'asher usham, now it's loy hechmetz. Ein einikach bekesef, maisa umashme, the ein a lekicha. It is not considered a lekicha. It has now a teiris mayim. Ba'adomim kedoshim biyad hamoicha. So the Gemara asks, Dume ishofke have a machmetz. Heiche dilese kamon afilu. The Gemara is asking, Dume ishofke have a machmetz. That means even though now, let's say, the stemet was drunk up already, we don't know what could have happened. Abo nezel bosa rube. Verube o machmitzin hei. Roif pomem temet is machmetz. Umidiktoni einoi nikach upoisu. It says that it's not nikach and it's poisu. Shmamino kol kame de loy hechmetz, kol's mana wasn't hechmetz, afal pisha osid la hechmetz, ahi shaita miya la peiro, but kol's mana it's not machmetz, it's not peiro, vlei havi chilu. So the Gemara answers, Kshashaya mimenu moichel ze bekois v'loi hechmetz. The Mishnah is speaking about that we have left over a kois, and we see b'poil that it wasn't machmetz. we would not have a biru, we would be samech and roi, and roi pomim it is machmet. I'd just like to mention two ha'oris on this teretz of Rabbe. So the Mishnah is speaking about the kois. We're not speaking about what we had. What we had was already used up already. But al koponim, the kois wasn't machmitz. So let's start learning the Mishnah. Atemet atshaloi hichmitz. Now this lashon atshaloi hichmitz is very difficult. Atshaloi hichmitz doesn't mean anything. So it should have said atemed shaloi hichmitz. We're talking about the kais. The kais, the temetz, that was a machmitz. I mean, is ain nikach. So I'm ain nikach bekesef maisa. So the ad is difficult. This kasha that Teferes Yaakov asks. There's another kasha that the Rashba brings down. He says, what was the kasha of the Gemara? The Gemara asked the kasha, Rashi injected that the whole kasha is based on Roy. The Gemara asked the kasha, that means Rav Nachman and Rabbi Barbua only said one thing. Rav Nachman and Rabbi Barbua said that Temet, that was Lepsoit Ichmitz, had a Teiras Yayin from before. Now, I'll tell you that the Roy is Fakert. I'll tell you, Roy Pomim, it's not Machmitz. Roy Pomim, it's not Machmitz. If Lepsoit Machmitz, Lepsoit Ichmitz, then you see that it was Yayin from before. But Roy Pomim, I'll tell you, it's not Machmitz. So if it's not Machmitz, so the mission is Moiridik. Because if you didn't see it was Machmet, so I have to assume that it'll never become Chomet. It'll never become Yai. Or Poiseles Amikvet. Therefore, when Rashi asked the Kashe, Rashi injected a new Yediyah, which no one mentioned till now. Rashi says, the Cheshbon is Fakel. Roi Pomim. It is Machmitz. No, so since I call him, it's Machmitz. So Mele, now we have a kasha on the Mishnah. So what's gate Miron Acheloi Hichmitz? But I feel it's not Ben anymore. But we have a roi. We go Bosa roi. Was Lina Bosa Ruba. Rashi was Machadish a roi. And the whole kasha is built. If there's a roi. So what's gate Miron Acheloi Hichmitz? Even though it's not Ben, we have to be Seimach, but we're Seimach and Roy. Rashi was Mechadish Roy. For like the Rashba Akashe, Rabbi Barabu himself didn't hold on this Roy. Temet Shalok Roy Bekesef Maisa, Ule Besoif Echmet, Kone Maisa. Rabbi Barabu only said that it's Kone Maisa, if you see Ule Besoif Echmet, why do you have to see Lebesayv Hachmitz? Let's go Bosaroy. This is a kasha that the Rashi asks on Rashi. The whole kasha of the Gemara is based because there is a roy that I assume it will be Machmitz. Rabbi Babu himself doesn't hold of this roy. So the Rashi says on this kasha, Rabbi Babu didn't know of this roy. Rabbi Babu was not aware of this roy. The Machshin knew of this roy. So therefore, Rabbi Avuhu didn't know the Roy, so he says, if you'll see, it's Machmas later, it's Nikach Maisa, if not, Rabbi Avuhu didn't know, but the Makshin knew there's such a Roy, so therefore the Makshin is, and so we have a problem from the Mishnah. So this is the teretz of Rabbi, to fa'emfer, that what Rabbi Barabu was Machadish. So we have a Chiddush of Rabbi Barabu that something that will eventually become Hechmetz is now a din of Yayin. We had a problem from the Mishnah. So Rabbi said the Mishnah is speaking about Shashaya Mimenu Bekais. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says another teretz, Homoni Rabbi Yochanan ben Nurihi. This not Gimel Lugim Mayim Chosa Kultif. Now, we'll explain the Teretz of Rav in the Gemara before we see Rashi, Rashi to Gilsois. Just understand the Teretz of Rav. We'll explain it as we say the Gemara. Rav Oma Homoni Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. This Nan, we learned a Mishnah Mikvois. Gimel Lugim Mayim Chosa Kultif. You have Gimel Lugim Mayim, which is chosar a little bit. Shenofal l'seichon kertev yayin. And now a kertev of yayin fell in. Umareyen kemare yayin. And now these gimolugim that fell into a mikveh that was chosar aboim so, didn't have aboim so yet, loy paslu, did not pasl the mikveh. Now, let us stop over here. So what is pshat in this halacha? So this halacha is merdik poshet. Gimel lugim mayim pasal ha-mikveh. Over here, we don't have gimel lugim mayim. We don't have gimel lugim mayim. We have gimel lugim chosa kulta. We have gimel lugim, but not gimel lugim mayim. Chosa kulta. And number one. And number two, these gimelugim don't even look like mayim. So it's mamish meiridik. You don't have gimelugim mayim. It doesn't even look like mayim. So it doesn't pass on the mikveh. Halacha number two. Gimelugim mayim chosa kultev. Same case. Shenafa l'soichan kultev cholo. But now a kultev cholo fell in. Umareyim kemare mayim. V'naflo l'mikveh. Leipaslu also doesn't pass all the mikveh. And here also we have the same reasoning as before. The reason it doesn't pass all the mikveh because you do not have gimel lugim mayim. You have gimel lugim chosakuta. But here there's a bigger chiddush. But it looks like mayim. So the Chumim said, Tanakama says, so what if it looks like mayim? But it's not mayim. It looks are deceiving, but it's not mayim. So, in order to pass a mikveh, we need gimel lugim mayim. And this is not gimel lugim mayim. So this is the svar of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, you look at reality. In reality, in both cases, there was no nefila of gimel lugim mayim. Shuvim, it was less than Gimelugim Mayim Shuvim, so therefore that doesn't pass all the mikveh. Rav Yochanan ben Uri Oimer Hakel Hoylech Acher Hamale. Now Rav Yochanan ben Uri is Moiradik Mechudish. Let's go first to the Sefer and then we'll go to the Reish. The Sefer Rav Yochanan ben Uri says, you have a Gimelugim Mayim Chosakulte, and the Nofala Seichen Kult of Cholom. So you have here in reality something that looks like Gimel Lugim Mayim. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, if it looks like Mayim, it has a Din Mayim. So Memele, it passes the Mikveh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, Amur Dike Chiddush, that you look at the Chazusa, and if it looks like Mayim, La Loch, it has a Din Mayim. So it passes the Mikveh. One Chumra. Then Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is chaylik on the Reisha also. He says, the Tanakhama said, you know, when it doesn't passel the mikveh, if it's shloisha lugim mayim chosa kultev, and nofel the sort of kultev yayim. So the Tanakhama said that this was not such a shvere kula to say. You don't have gimel lugim mayim, don't have gimel lugim mayim, and it looks like yayim also. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, nah, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Afilu yev gimel lugim mayim. And it looks like yayin also will not pass the mikveh. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said two moiridik chiddushim. What it looks like, that's what it is. Halachically, we do not look at the physical content. We look at the chazusa. If it looks like mayim, it has a din mayim. If it looks like yayin, even though it's mayim, there's a din yayin. You go basa chazusa. So memele, so Rav said a moira de keteret. So Rav said as follows. We heard before a memra of Rabbi Baravua that said, that temet that was hekmitz lebisoy, has a din yayin. Now it has a din yayin. 100%. It has a din yayin. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Barabu. That is according to the Chachamim who go boso the mitzvahs advarim. This is a teiris yayin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds you don't go boso the mitzvahs. You go what it looks like. So actually hechmetz, even though it has a din yayin, that was what Rabbi Barabu said, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, but what does it look like? Actually hechmetz, it looks like water. It doesn't look like yayin. Actually hechmetz. So memele, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, even though in Lomdes you're right, the koyach hayayin is here already, and it's a teirish yayin. It's irrelevant. But since it looks like water, it has a din water. So memele, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Our Mishnah says, when does it have a din yayin? When does it have a din mayim? It depends what it looks like. Actually, hechmet, so it looks like water, so it's water. Even though halachically, it's yayin. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that you have three lugim, which is composed of milk. A chelik is milk. It's a din mayim. It was gaber on that it's milk. It looks like water, it's a din water. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, the chazusa is koiveya la'locha, what din this mashke has. So memela, our mission is going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And therefore, it is totally in the chazusa. Actually, hechmes, it has a din mayim. By Maisa Shaini. And by Mikveh. Misha Echmetz. So then he gets a din yai. That's our Mishnah. Rab Nachman or Rabbi Babu is going a little bit of Chachamim who don't hold of such a gewaltige Chiddush. So that is the Gemara. La'avom Rabbi Yochanan bosa chazusa slinen. Achinami zil bosa chazusa v'taime v'chazusa dahai maya ninu. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, let us see the gears on the side. Rova omal, loitzrichin l'ukmi masnisen b'shaya b'koitz. You don't have to say that the Mishnah is speaking about b'shaya b'koitz. Ki do ukme rabe, da filo b'loi shaya nami, ki loi hichmet. Umasnisen diktoni achloi hechmetz poislos amikne vein nikar bekesa meise va afal gav de peiro, even though halachically there's a din of peiro, there's a din of yain, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, da ozol bosal chesuse. Va omar kultev cholov, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says kultev cholov, mashlim legimel lugim lipso mikve. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that cholov can pass a la mikveh. Why? Mishum de yesh loy mare mayim. Because it looks like mayim. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the din mayim is nikveh, not what the metzias advarim are, nor what the mare is. Ochinami, so memele, that is pshat na mishnem. Afal gav de peiru hu ad shaloi hechmetz. Even though Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Barbu is 100% right that even before it was hechmetz, it also is a teiris yayin. But according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, hoyil v'chazusei mayes, but since it looks like water, poisel es ha-mikveh, so pasel ha-mikveh. Legabi maisa nami hoyl vechazusay v'taime mayen and nikach. V'Rav Nachman, let's see on the side. V'Rav Nachman do ozel bosel besoif. Rav Nachman said that if besoif we see that it was hechmet, so we know now it is a teiris yayin. Do omer ki rabbonon, he holds like the rabbonon. Do omri the rabbonon hold the mare is not kaiveya what in the mashke is. The omri they said kutev cholov loy mashlim Lipsoil es hamikve. Va'aval gav de chazuse de kula mayahu. You don't go bosa chazuse, you go bosa the metzias advorim. That's what the chachamim hold. Ochinami. Aval gav. So that's what Rav Nachman Abba Rabba Buah said. Aval gav de chazuse maya, even though it looks like water. But hayul upeira have since a metzias, it has a loch of yayim. Leipostel mikvah legabi maisel nami nikach. Fine. Now, before we go further, I'd just like to mention Rashi, the first half of Rashi. Rashi had a different girsa in the Mishnah, and besides the different girsa, we have to know there's problems already in the lumdus of the Mishnah. Let's just go back to the Mishnah and let us say what Rashi's Gilsa was. Rashi's Gilsa was the first Mahalach in Rashi. Gimel Lugin Mayim Shenofal, we're not going to discuss the Kulta. Shenofal the Seichon Kulta Yayim Umareyin Kemare Yayim Benofal the Mikvah Leiposlu. In the Reisha the Chachomim hold, even though you have gimel lugi mayim, afal pikein, if it has a mare of yayin, it doesn't pass through the mikveh. So this sounds very much like a Yechon ben Uri, even though you have gimel lugi mayim. Right. In the Sefer, they say, gimel lugi mayim, chosa kutav, nof musaych and kutav cholov, v'amreim kemara mayim, loy paslu, here already they chaylik with Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. They say even though it looks like water, but since it is not water, it will not pass on the mikveh. But in the Reisha, they said that if it, even though it is water, but if it looks like wine, it doesn't pass on. So we have a difficulty explaining the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer according to the Chachamim, and Rashi will eventually explain the Chilik, and then Rashi will be Chayzer from the Skir Sengatz. Now, let us see Rashi. Lai paslu. So Rashi is going now, according to the Girsa, the afal gav, the ikar, shloisha, lugim, shalmayim. I have three lugim of water, given the chazusayu, the chamro loy posli. So here the chachomim hold, even though I have gimel lugim mayim, but since it looks like yayin, it doesn't pass. Shloisha lugim chosa kutev, shenofel seichen kutev cholov, she'enoi doiches mara mayim, the kutev cholov will not take away the mara mayim, umare, umareim ke mara mayim, given the leke shiure b'mayim leiposli, it doesn't pass. The rabbonon tarti bo shiuro v'chazuso. So now Rashi is telling us a mahalach in the chachamim. What is pshat in the chachamim? In the reisha they go basam mare, and in the sefer they don't go basam mare. So Rashi says, the Rabbonon hold, you need two things. In order to have a din mayim, you have to have a shir mayim, number one. And that is why in the Sefer, if it's chaser kutev, the novel of seichen kutev cholo, so it doesn't pass it, because you don't have mayim. You need mayim by metzias. But besides mayim b'metzias, you need also that it should look like mayim. That means mayim b'metzias is not enough to passel; it has to look like mayim. So you need two things for something to have a din mayim. It has to be mayim, and it has to look like mayim. And if it's missing one of these two, so it doesn't have a din mayim. So Memela, therefore in the Reisha, even though I have a Shir Mayim, but it doesn't look like Mayim. So it doesn't have the Din Mayim because it doesn't look like Mayim. The Sefer It looks like Mayim, but it's not Mayim. So in both cases, it doesn't pass. That is what the Tanakhama says. Hakel hoylech acher hamadik. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said there's no such as two things. Hakel hoylech acher hamadik. Dechi heiche da ozlis bereshe bosach azuse. Because he told the Chachamim, you say that you go bosach, it's Mayim. But you say, it doesn't look like Mayim. V'amarta loy paslu, so fakir, that is the Yisod. That Chazus is the Iker. Seifanam is Yilbosa Chazus ve'ima paslu. Rav Omar Rav Yechene, Rovo de Messiah lo le Milsei, the Uki Mas Nisen, ki Rav Yechene ben Nuri. So Rov is saying, our mission is going to go to Rav Yechene ben Nuri. Vachinami, now he's saying, that now we're explaining the Mishneh according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The temet ad sheloi hechmetz, va'af al pi she'osid lahechmetz. It's osid lahechmetz. Yes, tamor de kekashe. Roi pa'omim, it's going to be machmetz. Va'ahash te peiru. And it, so now it has a din peiru. Physically it has a din yayin. Aba hoyul v'chazuse maye, posel mikveh. Ve'einoi nikach, and it's not nikach. Rav Nachman ke Rabon. Rav Nachman said, hold like the Rabon. Rav Nachman holds that Rav Nachman said it's nikach bekesef maisa. The af al gav the chazusei maye. Rav Nachman holds actually hechmetz, and even though it looks like maye, loy posli, it will not passel the mikveh. The tarti bo'inen lipsel mikveh, shiyure v'chazusa. According to Rav Nachman, it will not passel the mikveh, because you need a shiur of mayim, and temet is not mayim, temet is peiret. Ule inyan maiser, nikach, da a peire kope brachmone, wo a peire hu, wo hoche loi boi tauti. Now, I'd like to mention something. Rashi got stuck over here. There's a tremendous problem. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua said, I'm going according to the Chachamim, and the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So now, the Mishnah is speaking about two halachas. When we speak about passeling a mikveh, it's meiridik. The Mishnah says, even though it's peire, that's Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba was, even though it's peire, but it looks like water, it passels a mikveh. That is mamish the case of shloish lugim chosa kutub nafla seichem kutub cholo, even though it's cholo, it passels a mikveh. That's, so the Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it passels a mikveh. Now, Rashi said, but according to the Chachamim, that we have a Shloisha Lugim Mayim, which is Mayim, V'nofel Oseichen Kultav Yayin, Marein Kamara Yayin, also like Paslu. Now, here the Chachamim hold that it doesn't pass. Why doesn't it pass? So Rashi says, in order to have a Din Mayim, you need two things. It has to be Mayim, and it has to look like Mayim. You need two things. Now, what did Rav Nachman Omar Rabbe Bar Avua say if a person gave money on Temed and it was a dayin lehechmetz? So Rabbe Bar Avua said, it's koine, it's maise sheine, it's yayin. But it doesn't look like yayin. No. But it's... So all of a sudden, when it came to Kesef Maisa Sheini, you don't say in order to have a din yayin, it has to look like yayin. As long as it is yayin, even though it looks like water, it's yayin. So we have here, we were splitting a hair. When it comes to pasal amikveh, we said, it doesn't look like mine, so it doesn't pasal amikveh. When it comes to kesef meiser, we say that, vos keit merom what it looks like, it's yayin, so it's kaimer. So we're not too consistent. So therefore, Rashi says, vachalei boi tate, here you don't need this condition. So that's the mere pshat in Rashi is that this din that the Chachomim said you need tarti is mikulei mayim shuvim hapoislam esamikim. It's under a kule. That Chazal said that shloisha mayim lugim shuvim pasal amikve. If it doesn't look like mayim, so it doesn't go into there. Psul of shloisha. Mikulei mayim shuvim. Obo meiker adin. The Chachomim also hold that Chazusa is loimala loimayim. It's under kule mayim shuvim. So therefore, Rav Nachman and Rabbi Bavula said, if a person purchased temet in its seifish is chametz, so it's irrelevant what it looks like now. This is v'libi mahasitz. Now Rashi, the leiv of Rashi, Rashi tzach kishrotim. Mishum dereish mashme dozel bosa chazusa, dereish sim shidugo bosa chazusa. You go bas a chazusa, you have shloisha lugim mayim, and you go bas a chazusa. Say the mashmah leozul bas a chazusa. See, it doesn't stim the chachamim. V'nira b'einai, the rove chosa kulta toni bereishim. Rove learned, had a gils in the Mishneh, that it was chosa kulta. And mishum deleke shiurik of the chachamim don't hold up chazusa one bit. There's no mile of chazusa. The ikar is what the metzius advarim is. Mishum delekesh yul kamatan the kamalei paslu. So that's why in the reish lei paslu, because there's no shemayim. This shloisha lugim mayim chosakuta. Av shloisha lugim shleimim afilam arein kemare yayim paslu. The rabbonon lei kopti achazusa klau. Vahashtem it took me shape the Rav Nachman. So now everything is gewaltig. The other boss of Messiah, Rav Nachman holds you go. What I find out later, I forgot to ask the chazusa maya. The oma ketani kame, old against like the tani kame. The yosef was the chazusa. The oma kerab yoichanin. Our mission is going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Vachem rinne v'memes and vachem rinne v'ekame the makis. Alibe the rove that the girsen the mission is the chosa kutav tanina bereishe. The tani kame loizu avsu kama. That not only when it's missed, they get shloisha lugim, they're not mayim, and they don't look like mayim. Menu ereishen ami polig ba'osal ameima dafilu shloisha lugim shel mayim amareim kemare yayim loy posli b'seif avagav dalek shloisha lugim shel mayim or shloim imayim hoil dehi kemare mayim posli.